You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 162. Thanks for joining me, and congratulations on investing important time in making your impact. So today I'm going to be covering number 2 in my series on defeating drama. Today I'm still going to be building the motivation to defeat your drama. So what is drama costing your business beyond dollars? And if you missed it, the first episode in this series was episode number 160. So did you use my simple calculation to learn the minimal amount you're investing in team drama, either weekly or annually? Again, if you didn't, go back to episode 160. You can find the show notes too at defeatthedrama.com. How does it feel if you did do the calculation? I've been helping leaders just like you defeat their team drama for more than 15 years. 30 if you count all my human resource experience. And let me just say, I use the term drama very loosely. I know I shared this before, but to me, when it comes to business, drama is anything that shifts focus away from where it needs to be. You need a team laser focused on serving your customers, your clients, your patients, helping you make your big impact. Why have I made it my mission to help leaders defeat drama? Because passionate entrepreneurs, family businesses, and nonprofits have important work to fulfill, and too often drama stands in the way. Drama zaps energy, shifts focus, and worse, costs way more money than you know. So in addition to the money that we calculated last week, there's the personal toll. If you're the business owner, nonprofit executive director, or managing a team in a department, if you're trying to pick up the slack for a team that is engaging in too much drama, it's likely that you're feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, burned out, resigned. Resigned feeling like you don't know what to do to make it get better. The good news is you absolutely can. I have seen it happen thousands of times. So let's dig even deeper into the additional costs beyond those personal ones. You know, and the thing is, those personal, the personal impact, it's you and probably your rock stars, anyone who's picking up the slack for the people that are spending too much time on drama. So these additional business costs are likely more challenging to calculate, but can be huge, probably bigger than the cost of the lost time. So one, increased liability. If your team isn't functioning well, there's a higher probability of mistakes that can lead to poor outcomes. If a client, customer, or patient suffers as a result, there can be huge costs. An injury from a poorly constructed product, misinformation that causes a client to take missteps in their business. In healthcare, a medical error or procedural error could cost a life. Take a moment to think about your business. How could employee missteps, miscommunications, lack of focus impact those you serve? So maybe an issue doesn't cause damage large enough to create a liability issue, but each service issue is costly. There's the time that you take to listen to the complaint, either you or someone on your team. Then there's the time to design and implement a satisfactory response. Or there is no satisfactory response and you lose that customer along with anyone else they tell personally or on social media. Their voice can travel far these days very quickly. Then there's the decrease in productivity. Time overall is used less effectively. How about the increase in chaos? As a team works confused, coping with issues, putting out fires, working around against the clock. So for today's action, I want you to think about what I've shared. Go back to the show notes if you weren't able to take notes. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and go to episode 162. Here's one simple scenario that I saw with a client a few years ago. And it really shows how drama within the team can make it more difficult to take great care of your customers. So in this organization, the salespeople had the direct relationship with the customers, but they needed internal team members to help service the sale. So I won't say what the business is or what they even sold, or but they had products and services. Services as in fixing some of the things that they sold. Well, I was in doing a cultural assessment, and people working in one of the areas where they fixed items that they sold, a few different employees shared how frustrated they were with the sales team. They said, "I don't understand. They think that they're the most important person here. They don't realize that I'm super busy and I have a lot to do. They want me to drop everything and take care of their needs first." Well, here's the thing. The sales team, because they had the direct relationship with the customer, was really advocating for an unhappy customer when they were going to their team members. And yes, it generally was a situation where it needed to be escalated because the customer was already really upset. But the internal team drama had people doing the exact opposite of what needed to happen. "I'm going to show you. I'm putting you on the back burner." See, frustration with a team member instead of a focus on helping the customer that they were trying to advocate for. Well, as soon as we identified this drama and what it was doing in the organization, all they had to do was create a good escalation process and make sure that everyone realized, look, they're following the protocols and they are asking you to move quickly, but not for themselves, because we want to fix this customer issue right now. So where are similar things happening in your business where team members are frustrated with one another and then it's making it more difficult to serve the people who are coming in for your services or your products? Are you ready to take action now that I've shared all of this, but not sure what the next step should be? Grab a spot on my calendar. I am happy to share with you some customized strategies. And maybe longer term, you need a little more help. We can talk about that too. I would love to help you make your bigger, bolder impact, help you defeat that team drama. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call and you can grab a spot right on my calendar. I would look forward to speaking with you and helping you out. And if you're struggling with delegation, don't forget to grab your free copy of the 6 Simple Steps of Great Delegation. You can find that at defeatthedrama.com/delegation sheet. Thanks so much for listening today and for the investment that you're making in your bigger, bolder impact. Make sure to follow the steps that I'm sharing with you in these episodes. Remember, it's not just about listening, but then ponder it, think about it, make a plan, and then take action. All right, get out there, make it a great day.